Hello, your readers on this part of Chatterbox are
Jane Pratt
and Christopher Speak. As usual, we have a mixture of news, features and information desk. Our feature this week involves a visit to an evocative Norfolk site which is now a radar museum. But first, here's information desk.
Only one message this week for Mrs. V. Bygrave. I listened to the memory stick you returned and it did stick on track 9, but kept going after stuttering a bit. So glad you were able to listen to it all, and thank you for letting us know.
And this is a reminder that on Friday the 27th of April, there will be a spring pamper evening at the NNAB Bradbury Activity Centre, Norwich, from 6 until 9. Entry costs £3. Pamper taster sessions will be available from £5 to £10, and there'll also be various gift stalls. All proceeds will go to the NNAB. And for more information, please call Donna Minto on Norwich 629 558. That's 01603 629 558.
The NNAB Creative Writing. Have you something to say? Have you ever felt the urge to write? If so, come and join others with the same interests and work together to reveal your inner voice. The NNAB runs a group that will give you the opportunity to express yourself through the written word, whatever your vision problems. The club meets between 2 p.m. and 4 p.m. on the third Tuesday of the month at the NNAB Bradbury Centre. The cost is £3 per session, and the next meeting is on Tuesday, April the 17th.
Norwich City Council have received an application for a licence to place tables and chairs on the highway from the proprietors of Louis Marchese outside their premises on 17 Tombland, Norwich, for a total of 5 tables and 20 chairs. This would be from Monday to Sunday from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. to provide outside seating for customers. There'll be no live music and the area will be cleaned regularly. If you have any comments or concerns relating to this application, please address them to Tony Shearman, that's S-H-E-A-R-M-A-N, Shearman, the licensing manager, by the 28th of April. He's got a telephone number. It's telephone Norwich 212-761. Norwich 212-761. Or you can email on licensing@norwich.gov.uk. Licensing, L-I-C-E-N-S-I-N-G, at norwich.gov.uk. That's all little letters, lowercase. Thank you.
If you would like to have a go at basket weaving, painting, making sculptures, working with textiles, clay or papier-mâché, then why not come along to the NNAB's Crafts, Arts and Crafts sessions? These are held at the NNAB Bradbury Activity Centre in Norwich. On Wednesdays from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. or on Thursdays from 10 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. The sessions cost £3, and if you are interested, please ring Mark or Elaine on 01603 629 558 or email marksmith@nnab.org.uk.
And now on with the local news. March 2018 will be remembered for two outbreaks of continental polar air named the Beasts from the East. Cold, wintry weather with heavy snowfall is not unusual in March, but it's rare for conditions, as in this year, to be sufficiently cold to cause the maximum temperature to fall below freezing. The maximum on the 1st was only -1°C, the coldest March day locally since -2.1°C on March the 6th, 1942. My goodness. Later in the month, the beast struck again, with the temperature remaining below freezing on the 17th all day. With a mean temperature of 5°C, that's nearly 1 degree below normal, it was the coldest March since 2013. The contrast with March 2017 is notable. That month had an average temperature of 9.3°C, much warmer than a normal April, while this year the month was akin to a rather mild February. With soil temperatures remaining below 6°C, there is very little sign of spring greening. Snow fell in five days and lay on 7, with some disruption during the period the 1st and the 3rd. Early fears of a spring drought in our region were allayed by a very wet month, the rainfall total of exactly 100 millimetres being over double the long-term average.
A stroke patient pushed two chairs together as a makeshift bed after being forced off a ward and left in a day room during a hospital admissions crisis. Trudy Connaughton, 50, was rushed to the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital when she suffered her second stroke in as many months. But just after midnight, on Monday, March the 26th, her partner of more than 20 years, Andrew Coppleston, said she was woken up and told her bed on Dunstan Ward, an acute stroke unit, was needed for someone else. Sales director and mother of two, Miss Connaughton, was moved to a day room, where she was forced to push together two chairs to form a makeshift bed. A hospital spokesman, "We have been in contact with the family already, and the CEO and staff concerned have apologised. Our services have been under immense pressure in the last few months because of a rise in emergency admissions, and our teams have been working hard under difficult conditions."
Two children have four reasons to revel in the joy of spring as their budding flock of goats has got off to a flying start. 8-year-old William and his 6-year-old sister Polly, the children of Honingham cheesemakers Caroline and Sam Steggles, were thrilled when their Boa Doe gave birth to four kids. Mr. Steggles said, "We bought the children some pedigree Boer goats for Christmas, and they started kidding at the beginning of the Easter holidays. This one goat had quads in the early hours of Saturday morning, two billy goats, two nanny goats, and they were all up on their feet within minutes and starting to drink. They're very curious little characters. They leap about, and the children go into the pen with them, and they love playing with them. They were a bit smaller than usual, but not significantly smaller. They'll make great goats going forward." Mr. Steggles said he did not know what the odds on quads were, but they had bred some before and had even had one doe giving birth to five kids at once. The Boer goat breed was developed in South Africa for the meat production, and they're characterised by their distinctive brown heads and white body. They're also bred to be shown, but are considered to be great pets. Mr. Steggles said they did not have a large number of goats on their property, but instead produced cheese using goat's milk supplied by other farms under their brand Fielding Cottage. Their range includes Wensum White Cheese, which has won a Super Gold Award at the World Cheese Awards, and Norfolk Mardler, which has been awarded with a bronze. They've been producing goat's cheese for about 7 years. Mr. Stiggles said William and Polly are still considering what to call the new additions, but they have already got to come up with some new ideas. He said, the children have decided to name everything starting with the letter A this year, so that will go for these kids' names. People can send us in suggestions on Twitter. Well, the Fielding Cottage tweets are as at Fielding Cottage, all one word, Fielding Cottage.
Juggling aerial splendour, clowns and colourful costumes are taking centre stage at a show which highlights the 250-year-old history of the circus. Foolhardy Circus is presenting the show, Whoops, at Wroxham Barn, near Norwich, and the performance takes its audiences on a journey through the art form and features a 250-year-old clown and many more circus delights. It will be one of many celebrations of the landmark circus anniversary, taking place locally in 2018, as Norwich, along with Great Yarmouth, is one of six cities of circus picked to be the focus of the Circus 250 festivities. Foolhardy Circus's own story goes back to 1985. Cosmo Hardy, one of the troupe's original members and who has been clowning for 35 years and is the current artistic director, said, "We have tried to create a show that reflects Circus 250 this year, celebrating 250 years of circus, and we are part of that tradition. My own family goes back to the music halls in the 1860s. Whoops is at Wroxham Barns until April the 15th. Visit www.wroxhambarns.co.uk and www.foolhardycircusarts.org.
And now it's time for our feature, which this week involves a visit to an evocative Norfolk site, which is now a radar museum. And it's read for us by Sam Elmhurst.